ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 24 द सबटेरेनियन हेवनली प्लैनेट्स टेक्स्ट 25 यस्यानुदास्यं एवास्मता पितामह किल्वव्रे न तु स्वपित्रं यदुत्वा कुतो भयं पदं दीयमानं भगवता परमिति भगवतो परते खलु स्वपितरि। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग यस्य ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन। Bali Maharaj said, my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Upon the death of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasingadev wanted to offer Prahlad his father's kingdom and even wanted to grant him liberation from material bondage. But Prahlad accepted neither. Liberation and material opulence, he thought, are obstacles to devotional service. And therefore, such gifts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not his actual mercy. Consequently, instead of accepting the results of karma and jnana, Prahlad Maharaj simply begged the Lord for engagement in the service of his servant, Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed that an unalloyed devotee should consider himself a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayod Das Dasanudas. In Vaishnava philosophy, one should not even become a direct servant. Prahlad Maharaj was offered all the blessings of an opulent position in the material world and even the liberation of merging into Brahman. But he refused all this. He simply wanted to engage in the service of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Therefore, Bali Maharaj said that because his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj had rejected the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of material opulence and liberation from material bondage, he truly understood his self-interest. Hare Krishna. So, here we can see that Bali Maharaj, he is speaking, and in these two, three verses, he is expressing what is the highest. In the previous verse also, he explained that Indra, although he had an opportunity, because he was in front of the Supreme Lord Vamandev, you could have asked whatever the highest. But he told Vamandev, he engaged Vamandev in his service actually. He was, Bali Maharaj is saying like that. And he wanted to achieve that position in the heavenly planets. In previous verse we could see that how Bali Maharaj is saying that this is not the highest. Whatever opulence we may get, whatever position in this material world we may get, that may not last long. Even somebody may become Indra he may be in the heavenly planets. But still it will last for 1 manvantara maximum, few millions years. And that again it will come to end. And in this verse he is showing the contrast. He is explaining that his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Because when Prahlad Maharaj was offered by Lord Narasimhadev anything he desired, he did not want to become a great controller of this material world, or did not desire any mystic siddhis or liberation from this material world. He simply wanted to become the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, we can see that these great personalities have been glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam as Mahajanas. Prahlad Maharaj is also considered as one of the Mahajanas. Swayambhu, Narado, Shambhu, Prahlad, Bhishma, Janaka. And when Prahlad Maharaj was young child, that time only he has given the highest realizations of devotional service. And from the beginning of his childhood, he is saying that to his classmates, he is telling that Kaumaram Acharet Pradne Dharman Bhagavatayu Durlabham Manusham Jan. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that when we are young, Kaumaram Acharet Pradne, since that time only we should start serving the Supreme Lord. Durlabham Manusham Jan. Because this human form of life is very rare. This is very rare, human form of life. After transmigrating through so many species of life, going up and down in the heavenly planets, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, one may achieve this human form of life. And one should not waste this very valuable life. Every moment is considered very important. One should not waste. The great devotees, they do not waste a single moment. Avivartha kalatva. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Kaumaram Acharyat Prajna, one should begin devotional service from the very beginning of his childhood. One should not think that, oh, let me grow old, and when I am retired, then I have sufficient time for chanting our devotional service. That may not come also. Because in Kali Yuga especially, it is very uncertain. People very young age, they are getting heart attacks, cancer, and so many diseases. We never know that when life will come to an end. So therefore, these teachings are very important. And then Prahlad Maharaj is not only giving only one realization, but he's explaining that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, what one should do, how one should worship the Supreme Lord. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Navada Bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service. He has given 9 processes. And Srila Prabhupada explained that any one you may perform, you may get the highest benefit. And he has given 9 processes. And we can see that Bali Maharaj here, he exemplified the 9 processes of devotional service. Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that what is meant by surrendering. That means to offer everything to the Supreme Lord for His pleasure. Considering Lord to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not expecting in return. It is out of love. It is not that I surrender everything and I get something in return. One may do that type of surrendering for some time. But again, because he does not have higher taste, he has to again go back. Just like some months before, there was one person. And he wanted to surrender everything. And he met one of our devotees here. And he explained that this is surrender is important, one should serve the Supreme Lord. So he was very eager to surrender everything. So he had his motorcycle, something. And he gave the key to him. You take, I surrender everything. He was thinking that he's joking. But he gave and he left. However, that surrender did not last for long. His brother called him. And after some time, he also vanished. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that surrendering not just material things, but there are various levels of surrendering. One should surrender his body in the service of the Supreme Lord. That is one way of surrendering. In Bhakti Vivek, it is explained that one should surrender his soul, means complete dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is surrender. And Srila Prabhupada gives three examples of devotees who surrendered. Bali Maharaj is one example. We can see that he was in such a situation that the Lord asked three steps of land. And within two steps, everything was taken away. And on the third step, he offered himself to the Supreme Lord. And we can see that because of that, he was so dear to the Lord, that Lord became his servant. In the Sutala planet, we had seen that Lord becomes the doorkeeper for Bali Maharaj in Sutala planet. And previously, it is explained that when Ravana had come to conquer Bali Maharaj in Sutal planet, that time Lord Vamandev saved him and he drew away Ravana. So we can see that how the Supreme Lord, when we surrender to the Supreme Lord, it is not that we lose everything. And we are suffering. We are in a miserable, depressed condition. No. When someone surrenders to the Supreme Lord, one derives higher pleasure. And the three examples were like Bali Maharaj, Amrish Maharaj, and Rukmini Devi. These are the three examples Srila Prabhupada gives that they surrender everything to the Supreme Lord. So, here also Bali Maharaj, we can see that he surrendered everything to the Supreme Lord. And in return, how Lord reciprocated with him, he becomes his doorkeeper and his guardian. And he went to Sutal planet, and it is not hellish planet, it is one of the heavenly planets, it is explained. Subterranean heavenly planets. So, Lord is in fact serving everyone. We may not realize that how Lord is serving all of us. But in fact, almost every incarnation we can see that Lord who is protecting His devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkatam. From very beginning we can see that Lord protects His devotees. He's, because the devotees have surrendered everything to the Supreme Lord, Lord reciprocates with them. And Prahlad Maharaj, he continues. He explains that Matirna Krishna Parato Satova Mitho Abhipaddet Guruha Pratana Adanto Gopir Vishatam Tamishram Punap Puna Charvitacharam. He is explaining the condition of people in the material world, what is happening. Those who are very much in the bodily concept of life, they out of their own intelligence also, or neither by the instruction of others, or by both, they cannot take to devotional service. Adanto gopiya, because they are servants of the senses. That is the difference, Srila Prabhupada gives. Adanto gopi, Godas or Goswami. Godas is attached to his body, senses, and he's servant of his senses. So he's not the master of the senses. And what is happening? Adanto gopir, vishatatam mishram. And in this way of life will simply lead to hellish planets. Puna puna charvita charana. And he is trying to enjoy the same happiness. So these are Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, that when he was quite young, that time he's giving this type of teachings and explaining that how one should not remain attached in this material world. One should become the master of the senses, Goswami. And in that way, one has to elevate himself. Human form of life is meant for that. And then next verse, he explaining that Nate vidu swartha gatim Vishnu. This is very important for us. Nate vidu swartha gatim Vishnu. That what is the self-interest? The self-interest is Vishnu. Nate vidu swartha gatim Vishnu. Durashaya bahirartham. Andha athan yathander upaniya manas tepish tantra urudhamni baddha. It is explained that those who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of material life, and therefore who have accepted the leaders, those who are also attached to material life, what happens to them? They are like a blind man leading to another blind man. Because bahirarthamani, their consciousness on the external platform, external level, bodily concept. Therefore, we can see that leaders in this material world, they are trying to help. They also realize that there are so many problems in this material world. There is poverty, there is scarcity of food, there is scarcity of clothes for poor people. And they try to solve these problems on the external level, without realizing that what is the real help, how that person can be really helped, how that his miserable condition can be come to an end. So that they are not able to understand. And therefore their service remains on the external platform, philanthropic work. And again, they get entrapped in the cycle of birth and death. And common men also follow such blind leaders. So therefore, andha athan de rupayane manas. And therefore, they do not realize what is the ultimate goal of life, what is the real self-interest. A real self-interest is worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. And many times people are not able to accept such fact because they can see that the poverty is so obvious, the problems in this material are so blatantly seen in this material world, and how can you simply chant Hare Krishna? And how these things, spirituality can solve the problems, material problems. So many times people are not able to understand that. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has explained very nicely, and to so many people he came in contact with. Material problems, spiritual solutions, that how material problems can be solved only when we take to real spirituality. Because when somebody is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is like watering the root of the tree. And when someone waters the root of the tree, then all the branches, all the leaves, fruits, flowers, they're all nourished. And we can know that the Supreme Lord is the root cause of all causes. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. That He is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karana. And for Him there is no other cause. So, when we understand this spiritual principle and how everyone is spiritually related, then we can understand that what is how to solve the problems in this material world. So when someone is situated in that consciousness that yes, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate solution for all problems in this material world. And when someone practices, not only intellectual understanding, but when someone practices that, he can really understand in his life that how this is helping everyone. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that not one doesn't want to become a direct servant also. Here it is explained that in Vaishnava philosophy one should not even become a direct servant. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj, he would test a person from this principle. If someone would come to meet him, he would ask them one question. Are you devotee of Krishna or are you devotee of Lord Krishna? If he would say that I am devotee of Lord Krishna, then he would say, I don't have time for you. But if that person would say, no, I am devotee of Lord Krishna, then he would give his time. And he would always reciprocate everyone by saying, Dasosmi, I am the servant. So that way we can see that how Acharya is establishing that principle that one should not become the direct servant. How one should be always try to become the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. Srila Prabhupada explains that 100 times servant. Not only 2-3 times, but 100 times of servant. And in that way, one will be actually able to understand. And as we were discussing, how the Supreme Lord also doesn't maintain that position of master. He also wants to become the servant of his devotees. And so many pastimes also, so many incarnations, he has shown that way. When Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as Lord Ram, we can see that he also served his spiritual master. He kill so many demons in the forest and help Vishwamitra Muni and other sages to perform these fire sacrifices. He was a perfect obedient son to his father Dashrath Maharaj. And when Dashrath Maharaj unwillingly had to ask him to go to the forest, Lord Ram accepted that very happily. He renounced everything. And for the pleasure of his father, he went to the forest for 14 years. So we can see that how he becomes a servant of his devotees. Even as Lord Krishna also, we can see that Lord Krishna also came, but when he used to play with his friends, sometimes he would get defeated and would give pleasure to his friends. And when Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time also we can see that how he served his devotees. When he was performing his childhood pastimes as Nimai, he was quite mischievous and he would trouble Brahmanas and so many people in Navadvip when they would chant Gayatri and Mother Ganges. They would go and pull their legs, and sometimes somebody is chanting some mantra, they would spit Mother Ganges water on their face. So in this way, so many mischievous pastimes they were doing. But ultimately, if someone studies his pastimes and from the higher perspective, these are the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot imitate such pastimes. And in fact, he was giving them the higher realizations. And when he came after his father's Shraddha ceremony from Gaya, when he met his spiritual master, Shleshwara Puri, we can see that he became a completely different personality. He became the servant. He came in that mood of serving everyone. When Brahmanas, he would wash their clothes, fold their clothes and give them. And when Navadvip Vasis, they would come and reveal their sorrows that people around are not chanting the holy name. They are engaged into materialistic activities. That time, he would counsel them. He would tell them that we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should perform Sankirtan. And sooner we can see that all these people will be chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because people would come with that sorrow in their heart that other people are not chanting. That was a real sorrow for them. And Lord Nimai, in that way, he would counsel them. And in the house of Srivas Thakur, we can see that he used to perform Sankirtan in the night. And he would perform so many pastimes. And we can see that one day he was exhibiting Mahaprakash Leela. And in that pastime, he gave his mercy to almost everyone. There was one old lady, her name was Dukhi, and she was simply assisting for the Abhishek ceremony of Lord Chaitanya. And she was not showing off that, oh, I am doing such a great service. But unassumingly, she was doing all this service and helping. And Lord Chaitanya could notice that. He notices. It is not that notices only a great devotee, like one who is giving a big pravachan or one who can do a big service. But ours is Krishna consciousness movement. What is our consciousness while performing our services? That is important. We may do great services with pride, but Lord will not be pleased with that service. But someone is struggling to do some service, but he has got genuine humility. He may not be perfect, but the Supreme Lord will accept that service. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he noticed that this old lady is trying to serve me and simply assisting. So he was very pleased with that service attitude and gave his supreme mercy. And he asked her name, and her name was Dukhi. And when Lord Chaitanya gave the mercy, and he told that from today onwards you are Sukhi, you are very happy. And in this way we can see that so many devotees, they got the mercy. Even the servants in the house of Shivas Thakur, they also got the mercy. However, once when he was performing the night Sankirtan, at that time there was one staunch brahmachari. He was drinking milk and eating fruits. He wanted to see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requested Shivas Thakur that, let me see how Lord's dancing is going on. Of course, Shivas Thakur, he was quite merciful and he gave one place, and he was hiding somewhere inside and he was seeing that Lord Chaitanya is performing, chanting, dancing, and all devotees. Of course, Lord could sense that there is someone who is not supposed to be there. And he asked, is there someone who is not supposed to be there? So then Shivas Thakur had to reveal that, yes, there is one brahmachari whom I have allowed to witness your chanting and dancing. Lord Chaitanya became very angry. And he told that, he called that brahmachari, and he chastised him and told him that just by drinking milk and eating fruits, do you think that you will be able to achieve love of Godhead? And his brahmachari was trembling and slowly, slowly, one step behind, another step behind, and slowly, slowly he was sneaking out. And of course he was appreciating also that Lord is so merciful that at least for some time he allowed me to see his chanting and dancing. So we can see that not by our own austerities or by our abilities we'll be able to understand the Supreme Lord. Jnane prayasodapasya namanteva sanmukhritam bhavati partha stani sita shrutigatam tunuvang manobhir. Brahmaji says that one should give up the attempts of understanding the Supreme Lord by his intelligence, by knowledge. Stani sita, whatever position one is there, one should stay in that position. And what one should do? Shruti gatam. One should hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And then what happens? Ajito pijito. The Supreme Lord is called as Ajit, one who cannot be conquered by one's intelligence, by one's meditation, by performing mystic yoga, One cannot be conquered by that. Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord becomes the servant of his devotees when he is pleased by the service attitude. So therefore that principle is very important, that how we should maintain that consciousness, becoming the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya, when he came, he established that principle. Naham vipronacha narpati napi vaishunashadra naham varni virapati no vamanasto yatarva kintu prodha nikale parmananda purnamrita buddhe gopi bhartur padakamali or das dasan das. He explained that I am not brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi or grastha, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. But who am I? I am gopi bhartur padakamali or das dasan. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. That's my ultimate spiritual position. So while giving the mercy, the Supreme Lord, everyone, he was giving the mercy to everyone. Of course, that time Sridhar Kolavecha, he was not present. So the Lord asked him, as devotees, where is Sridhar? And he was so humble that he did not want to come there. But devotees went there and called him, that Lord is calling you. And then he came there. And Lord was offering everything to him. He was offering the place in the heavenly planets, mystic siddhis, or liberation from this mortal world. But he said, no, I do not want all this. He explained that even the birds are living in their nest and passing time, and king is also staying in his palace and is also enjoying mortal life. So what is the difference between that life? I do not want that type of opulence where I'll forget you. But I want to see your that form when you used to come and used to bargain with me. As young Nimai, we know that Lord Nimai would go to Sridhar Kolavecha and he would bargain for 2-3 hours daily. It was his daily pastime. And Lord would tell him that you are cheating me. You should give me these banana leaves and cups free. And in this way, that argument would go on. And we know that Sridhar Kolavecha was, whatever he would get, he would, half of that money, he would worship the Ganges. And he was so poor, his clothes were tattered. He had only one pot in which he would drink water. And Lord Chaitanya went and drank water from that pot. So we can see that the Lord was pleased by the service attitude of his devotees. And of course, as Lord Chaitanya, he gave mercy to everyone. He gave mercy to Shivananda Sen. He gave mercy to King Prataprudra. He gave mercy to Prakashananda Saraswati. He gave mercy to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So we can see that when Lord had come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to give the highest thing to everyone. And whoever was willing to accept, they got that mercy, love of Godhead. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya came as Panchatattva. And what they did? They first of all enjoyed the treasure of love of Godhead, which was hidden, which was not revealed in previous ages. they drank, they became intoxicated, and they distributed to everyone. So that way we can see that this is the Lord's mercy, and He says that, in fact, I have so many fruits of love of God, and I want to distribute. But I am alone, I am not able to distribute all these fruits. So I want distributors to distribute this love of God. That means He is ready to empower His devotees to give that highest blessing or the highest thing, love of God. And we can see that His devotees, Lord Chaitanya's devotees, also become so powerful that they also, somebody comes in contact with them, they also realize the higher things. So that is what Bali Maharaj is saying, that his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Ate vidu swartha kitam hi Vishnu. And Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered all the blessings, he refused all that, even material opulence and liberation, bhukti and mukti. It is said that these are the two obstacles on the path of devotional service. Because when Lord becomes merciful, when He becomes really merciful, He takes away everything. Yasyaham anugrinnami harishyatad dhanamshin. And that we can see in the case of Bali Maharaj also, that He took away everything. But of course, He gave Himself to His devotees. And sometimes for the new devotee, He takes away, starts taking away things. And if that devotee is not mature enough to understand, then he may go away. So therefore, He takes away slowly, slowly. Till he becomes little mature to understand. And of course, devotee is also pleased that my material attachments are going, I'm getting purified. And sometimes it is seen that devotee becomes opulent. Because Lord gives to that devotee who can handle that. One who is not overwhelmed by the opulence coming from taking to Krishna consciousness. Because the Supreme Lord knows that He will use properly. Therefore, sometimes devotee becomes opulent. But the consciousness is important. And what consciousness was one is serving the Supreme Lord, that is important. And that also we can see in the case of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was also a great devotee. And it was revealed when he heard that Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Till that time, one was thinking, Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, that how he is enjoying this mortal life and how he can be a great devotee of the Lord. But his real identity was revealed when his Krishna consciousness came into picture. When Mukunda, or he started singing about the glories of the Supreme Lord, that time it was revealed that he is such a great devotee. So that, therefore, one should not judge from the externals. That externally one may be very poor, but he can be a great devotee. His consciousness may be very poor. Maybe pure, not poor. He may be externally poor, but his consciousness may be very pure. So that way, therefore, Krishna consciousness is very important. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada also, he established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in which we can see that in the beginning, so many people came from different backgrounds. And how by serving Srila Prabhupada's instructions, they are becoming great leaders of this movement. And how they are carrying out that legacy of Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, someone practices Krishna consciousness and proper consciousness, then although there may be so many obstacles, material opulence may come, there may be so many times one may be tempted to deviate philosophically, because in the spiritual life also there is danger at every step. And it happens very subtly. But if someone carefully guards against all these dangers, obstacles, and establishes himself in the proper consciousness of becoming the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of God, then one will realize the highest perfection of his life. And at the end of his life, he will go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments? No question. It's getting late. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.